When was the last time you allowed yourself to feel proud of yourself? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name is Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I've got a quick mindset minute for you. This is going to be a short episode. I just want to challenge you and give you something to think about as you head into the weekend. When we talk about mindset, so much of what often comes up in the common vernacular, in the news feeds, and in the personal development books is, things like morning mantras and taking time to be grateful and looking for the helpers. That's my favorite one. I'm always telling people to look for the helpers. But what I was thinking about today is that that always puts the focus, our focus, on looking at other people and what they're doing well. What about looking at ourselves and allowing ourselves to be proud of ourselves, to look at what we do and to be able to say and recognize for ourselves, I nailed that shit. I got that done. I kicked some ass. I did my best, and my best was good. How often are we encouraged to do that? Because usually, if we say thoughts like that out loud, we're worried about sounding narcissistic. We're worried about sounding self-absorbed or self-involved. We're not encouraged to tack on our wins other than, a share your wins day on Facebook or something like that, where the meaning is lost because it's just kind of like this group share thing. Rather than, what did I do well? What did I nail out of the freaking park? Because there are so many times when we miss the mark and we're told to hold ourselves accountable, when we phone it in, when we don't get it done, when we sort of don't try our best. And we're always told to be honest with ourselves that we have to own it in order to have a fresh start. But what about owning our successes? So often, people stop themselves from taking action because they're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen on the other side. And I have a theory that if we gave ourselves permission to tack on the number of times we nailed it, the number of times we had a If you'd like my 2 cents on your current mindset struggle, I want to invite you to reach out to me at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I'm currently accepting inquiries for live coaching on the podcast. When I think about the show I've always wanted to run, it's the show where we don't just talk in generalities and specifics and theories and concepts, but we dig deep and dive in and do live coaching so everyone can benefit and learn in real time. If you're interested in that offer and you'd like some live coaching, reach out to me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com and we'll get you scheduled in and we'll go live with your question so everyone can benefit from the answer. Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in this weekend and I hope you have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.